Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord and living in the light. The last two Sundays, I've been talking about life in the light and living in the light. Darkness is growing more and more, and God is calling a people into the light of Jesus Christ. Remember, we talked back in Genesis 1. The Spirit of God hovered over the earth, and God spoke, and there was light. Light is the very presence and glory of God. And out of that light, everything was created. You see, God wants to bring light into the world, and He wants to bring new creation to the world. You know, God is eventually going to create a new heaven, a new earth, and He's going to be the light of the new heaven and earth. But right now, God's light is in Jesus Christ, and God's light wants to come in us, and God wants us to become lights in the world. And when we do, it brings creation, it brings transformation, it brings healing, salvation, and deliverance. And so God is getting ready to move by His Spirit. The Spirit of God is hovering over the earth right now, and God is getting ready to speak and bring light into the lives of people who are ready to receive the light. And we live in a very crucial time where if we don't step into the light, darkness will overtake us and destroy our world, because the only hope for our world is the light of Jesus Christ. And that light has to come through us. And so today I want to talk about becoming light. And I would encourage you to get a piece of paper and write the scriptures down. We're going to look at a lot of scriptures today. And I think these scriptures will help you understand how to become light. And so it's important to write them down so you can look them up later and think about them and pray about them and study them. And let's just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come and be a light and reveal the Word of God to us today. Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak to us today and become the light. Lord, penetrate, Holy Spirit, penetrate the darkness of our lives, the darkness of this world. Penetrate the hopelessness, Lord God, and all the problems we have, and bring your light into our world, Lord God. Help us to become children of light, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray your blessing upon every person listening to Voice of Hope today, Lord Jesus. Encourage them by your Spirit, Lord God, to be a light in their world. And Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to talk about becoming light. And the first thing that's important is that we need to understand is light changes us. So the first point we want to see is light changes us. You see, the world cannot change if we don't change. When you become a person of light, you will change. You won't be a person of darkness anymore. So we're going to see how we become people of light. And in John 12:36, Jesus says, "While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light." So the first key to becoming sons of light and becoming light is to believe in the light. We have to believe fully in the light of Jesus Christ. You know, because when we believe in the light of Jesus Christ, it changes us. Faith changes us. It changes everything about us. And so the first thing to becoming light is you have to believe in the light, according to John 12:36. Begin to put faith in the light, that the light can change your life and the light can change our world. The second thing is we have to be born again of the Spirit of God. Because just like the Spirit of God hovered over the earth and then light came into the world, so the Spirit of God has to come into us to bring light into us. John 3:2-3, Jesus talked about how we need to be born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is a kingdom of light. The light of God comes into us by the Holy Spirit because you're born of the Spirit. When you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you, the Spirit of light, the same Spirit that hovered over the earth and brought light, that brought creation. The same Spirit comes in you that creates new life in you, that creates power in you, that creates healing in you, creates deliverance in you. But that comes through the new birth, you know, and the new birth brings transformation in our lives. In 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you have to believe in the light. You have to believe that if you're in Christ, if you've been born again, and the Spirit of God is in you, the light of God is in you, you are a new creation. The old thing, which is darkness and the things of the world, the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You have to believe when you're born again that you're now a child of God. You're now a child of light. You are part of the kingdom of light. And the light has transformed your life. Jesus said in John 8:12, it says, then Jesus spoke, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So we need to believe in the light. We need to be born again of the Spirit of God, so the Spirit of God can come and live in us and transform our life, make us a new creation, so that we're people of light. But then he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So once we're born again and become a child of God, a child of light, we have to follow the light. We have to follow Jesus. You know, the disciples, you know, they gave up everything to follow Jesus. See, Jesus needs to become the center of your life. If the light of God is in you and the light is Jesus Christ, Jesus, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of what? The light of life in him. See, when you follow Jesus, you walk in the light. David the psalmist said that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Jesus is the word. He is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. He shows us the direction we need to go. We need to follow Jesus. In other words, we need to do everything that Jesus did. Jesus is our example. We need to see how Jesus was a light in the world, how Jesus walked in the world, what Jesus did in the world, how Jesus prayed for people, how Jesus lived his life, because he is the example to us of how to live in the light. You need to get into the Word of God. Read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because you study the life of Christ, you study how light is in the world, because Jesus came as a light into the world. And if you follow Jesus, you will not walk in darkness. You will walk in the light of life. You will walk in the life of God, the creative power life of God. And God will transform your life and transform your environment and the world that you live in because you follow the light. So we need to follow the light. In Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light. Walk as children of the light. See, we're born again. We become children of God. We become children of light. We follow Jesus because Jesus is our example of how to walk in the light. We don't follow the example of other people. We follow the example of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. When you walk in Jesus, you walk in light. It's like a big light shining down from the sky, and you walk in that light. Jesus is that light that's over you. And so he said, we were once in darkness, but because we follow Jesus, we're not walking in darkness anymore because we have the light of life. So we were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We don't walk as children of the world anymore. We don't walk as children of darkness anymore. We walk as children of light. You know, a young child imitates his father and mother. And because that's how he learns how to live life, is by imitating his father and mother. When we're born again, we become children of God. We become imitators of Jesus Christ. We live life like Jesus did. We don't live life like the world does. We follow the light, and we walk as children of light. See, there's a transformation that happens to us as we walk in the light. You know, as you walk in the light, you know, it's like walking down a street that's filled with light. You know, everything else is darkness around you, but you're walking in the light. And when you walk in the light, you see what is evil. You see what is bad. You see what you might stumble over. You know, you begin to see things differently as you walk in the light. in 1 John 1:5-10. 1 John 1:5-10. Jesus says, "This is the message which you heard from him," that is from Jesus, "and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." So we need to understand there's no darkness in God. Nothing bad in God. Everything about God is good. God is always good because that is his nature. God is always loving because that's his nature. God is always peaceful because that is his nature. When you walk in the light, you will walk in love. You will walk in joy. You will walk in peace because you walk in the light. You walk in God. And there's no shadow of darkness at all. No darkness at all in God. Nothing. And so when you walk in God, when you walk in as children of light, you walk in God. You walk in the light. And he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. So we follow the light, we walk as children of the light, and here it says we have fellowship with the light. Fellowship means you spend time in the light. Fellowship is having a relationship with God who is light, having a relationship with Jesus Christ who is light, having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. See, when you walk with God, you walk in his love, you walk in his power, you walk in his grace, you walk in his peace, because God is light and in him no darkness at all. And so as you fellowship with him, you walk in the light. And fellowship is not just going to church. Fellowship is what you talk with God every day. You start your day talking with God. You talk with God throughout the day. You say, how do I do that? You just talk with him. And you say, well, you know, how do I hear from God? God speaks to you by the Spirit of God that lives in you. He speaks to you. And as you grow in the knowledge of God and his word, you learn to hear God's voice. I tell people all the time, you know, the Bible is the God's revelation of himself. So the more you understand the Bible, the more you understand God. And the more you understand God, the more you will hear the voice of God. The reason a lot of people don't hear the voice of God is because they're walking in darkness. And God, there's no darkness in God. God doesn't walk in darkness. God is light. And so if you're walking in fellowship with God, you're going to walk in the light. You're going to walk in the truth of the light. You're going to walk in the word of God. You're not going to walk in the ways of the world. You're going to walk in the word of God. The more you know the word of God, the better you know God, the more you'll hear the voice of God. And God, first of all, speaks to his word to us. As you study the word, he will speak things to you. And God will also speak to you by his Holy Spirit. But to hear the Spirit of God, you need to know the word of God. Jesus is the word. He said, I am the word. The word was in the beginning. The word was God. The word created all things. The word is God. That's John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. So we need to get into the word. And through the word, we have fellowship with him. If we say we have fellowship and walk in darkness, we lie, because there's no darkness in God. How can you walk with God and walk in darkness? You can't, because God is light. So you have to remove yourself from the darkness to walk in the light, the darkness of the world, the evil of the world, the sin of the world, the hate and anger in the world, the unforgiveness in the world, the lying and cheating. You know, you can't walk in that and walk in the light. See, we become light because we have fellowship with the light, who is Jesus Christ. We follow the light. We walk as children of the light. We have fellowship with the light. And then he goes on to say, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So when you walk in the light and I walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another because we're both in the light. See, we talk about God together. We talk about what God is doing in the world. We don't talk about what the devil is doing in the world. We talk about what God is doing in the world because we are people of light and God is light. We talk about what Jesus is doing in the world. We talk about the Word of God. We talk about how God is working in our life and in our family. We talk about things that are positive, things that bring faith, things that lift us up. We don't complain and argue and talk bad about other people and are bitter. No, that's all part of the darkness. We are children of the light. We follow the light and we walk in the light and we fellowship with the light. And as we fellowship with light, we talk with one another and we have fellowship with one another. And that increases the light. See, I've shared this before. I get together every Thursday with some other people and we talk about the things of God. We don't talk about the price of food. We don't talk about the problems in the world. We don't talk about all those other things. We talk about God. We talk about what God is doing. And I look forward every week to those meetings because I am fellowshipping with people in the light. All during the week, I am fellowshipping with Jesus the light. Every day I'm fellowshipping, but then I also fellowship with other people who are in the light. And he says, when you fellowship with Jesus the light and you fellowship with one another, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin because light removes darkness. Darkness, sin cannot stay in the light. Verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So don't pretend like you're all good. No, we all deal with darkness. Evil tries to get, evil's like dirt. You know, you take your bath when you at home, but then as you walk down the road, your feet get dirty, you know, and so you have to wash your feet again. You know, and so, you know, when we walk in the world, some of the dirt of the world is going to get on us, even though we're children of God. And he says there, and so if you say you don't have any dirt on you and you're walking in the world, you're deceiving yourself. The truth is not in you. But he says, if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So confession of sin, you're born again, you're a child of God, you're walking with God, you're walking in the light, but you're still walking in the world. And so sometimes you do things that are not quite right. Sometimes you hear things you shouldn't hear, and that darkness tries to get in you. That dirt gets on you. And so what do? When you get dirt on your feet, you wash your feet. And the way we wash ourselves is by confessing our sins, saying, God, man, I said something I shouldn't have said. I did something I shouldn't have done, or I thought something I shouldn't have thought, or I heard something I shouldn't have heard. Lord, forgive me for this. Forgive me if I had a bad attitude or said something wrong. Forgive me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse from all unrighteousness. See, if you just bathe once a week, you know, you're going to stink during the week, you know, because you have to bathe more than once a week. We need to bathe every day. We need to bathe by praying. We need to bathe by spending time in the Word. We need to bathe as we pray and spend time in the Word. The Holy Spirit reveals things in our life that aren't right, and we confess those things. It's like we're washing ourselves of those sins, and so we can become clean and walk in the light. Because there is no darkness in the light, and darkness cannot live in light. And so there's no darkness at all in Jesus Christ and God. And so if we're going to walk in the light, we have to deal with the sins in our life that are hindering us from walking in the light. If we're going to be a light in the world, we can't walk in darkness and be a light in the world. We have to have a transformation. I tell you, God is raising up a people of light all over the world. And God is wanting to raise up a people of light throughout Africa and to be a light in Africa and to be a light to the nations. God wants to raise you up as a person of light, but we need to become people of light. We need to be transformed by the light. We need to follow the light. We need to walk as children of light. We need to confess our sins and deal with things in our lives that are not right, things of darkness, and deal with those things so we can continue to walk in the light. But 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, 2 Corinthians 4:6, for it is God who commanded light to shine out in darkness. Who commanded light? God commanded light. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, God commanded light and light took over the darkness that covered the earth. And then the creative work of God happened when light comes. God wants to do a creative work in our lives, in our world today, if we will allow the light of Jesus Christ to come into us. It's 2 Corinthians 4:6-4. It is the God who command light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give us what? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What is he given to us? He's given us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. The glory of God is the character of God, what God is like. And so the light of the knowledge of God comes through the Word of God. As you spend time in your Word, you come into the knowledge of the glory of God, and you walk in the glory of God. Remember Moses in the Old Testament. They went wandering through the wilderness. Moses had a place he called the Tent of Meeting, where he went in and talked with God as he talked with a friend. And when he came out of the Tent of Meeting talking with God, his face actually shone with the presence and glory of God. Why? Because he had spent time in the presence of God. You see, you don't get the glory of God by spending time in the world. You get the glory of God by spending time with God. Moses spent time with God, and God revealed all kinds of things to Moses. Moses wrote all the first four books of the Old Testament were written by Moses. Moses was one of the greatest men in the Old Testament, delivered Israel out of bondage in Egypt. And God wants to raise believers up today who will deliver the world out of bondage of Satan, out of bondage of Egypt, bondage of the world, if we will be people of light. He says, for it is God who command light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, God's glory is revealed through Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth to reveal the glory of God so we could know the glory of God. Jesus came as a light in the world so that we could walk in the light and know the light of Jesus Christ. Then 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. I hope you're writing these scriptures down. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed to that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So he says, we with unveiled face, a veil covers your face, it hides you. Don't hide before God. No, take the veil. Be honest before God. That's why it says, confess your sins to God. Confess your sins to one another. Be honest. But we all unveil faces, beholding what? The glory of the Lord. How we see it? We see the glory of the Lord comes through the knowledge of the glory of the Lord in the face of Jesus Christ. But we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, the character of God, are being transformed into the same image of God, of Jesus Christ, from glory to glory by the Spirit of God. So as I don't look at the world, as I focus on Jesus Christ, as I believe in the light, follow the light, walk in the light, have fellowship with the light, focus on the light, I am being changed from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ. The light of God is growing brighter and brighter in me. See, God is looking for people who walk in the light, people who have the light of God transforming them by the Spirit of God. God wants to transform us from glory to glory, more and more like Jesus Christ. God is raising up a generation. God is raising up people on the earth who will not just walk in darkness, but walk in fellowship in the light so they can be light in the world. In Matthew 5:14-16 says there, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your what good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, Jesus said, now we are the light of the world. Because we walk with the light and the light is transforming us, we become the light of the world. You know, when Jesus walked in the world, he was the light of the world. But now there are millions of lights all over the world. And every believer who are born again, follow the light, walk in the light, have fellowship with the light, and allowing the light to transform them. But we are the light of the world. And he says, don't hide your light under a basket. You know, people want to be light in church. When they go to church, they get all excited about God, worship God, and they get really bright in church, you know. But when they go outside into the world, that brightness goes away, you know. No, Jesus said, don't hide your light in a basket. And he said, no, let your light so shine before men what they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, light is something you are every day, not just in church. You don't get excited about Jesus just in church. You get excited about Jesus every day. You worship Jesus every day. You talk about Jesus every day. You follow Jesus. You allow Jesus to change you and transform you and enable you to do things differently than you did before. And so the first thing that needs to do for light needs to change us. If we're going to become light, light needs to change us. The second thing is light enables you to see. When you walk in the light, you can see things other people cannot see. And you don't judge people according to outward appearance. You judge people according to the heart. You begin to see the world differently. You see, I'm not discouraged by what I have in the world because I see the world as God sees the world. And God is at work in the world. I see what God is doing in the world. And God is at work in the world. Millions of people are getting saved. Lives are being transformed. The church is growing. We are a part of the most victorious team in the world. We are part of the greatest kingdom. See, we need to allow our vision to change. When we walk in the light, we begin to see everything in the world differently. In Matthew 6:22-23, it says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" See, if your eye is bad, what does it mean your eye is bad? That means you're judging people, you're criticizing people, you see what is bad in people. You see, I don't see what's bad in people. I see what's good in people. I speak what is good in people. I encourage what's good in people. A lot of times we judge people for what we are dealing with ourselves. I find people who are lying tend to lie, tend to judge other people for lying. See, we have to walk in light. When we walk in light, we begin to see things differently because we are children of the light. Our attitudes change. We don't walk the same way we did before. We walk in love, joy, and peace. We walk in love and suffering, kindness and goodness. Our lives are changed. We don't act the same. We don't see people the same. We don't see the world the same because the light has changed us. And we act differently. See, Jesus walked in a wicked world, but he didn't act like a wicked world. And he saw something in every person. He saw something about God in every person. God wants to do that through you and me. Lord Jesus, I pray for every person. Listen to the Voice of Hope today. I pray, Lord God, they will become people of light. They will live in the light, and they will become a light in the world, Lord God. May your light shine brightly through us, Lord. Enable every person by your Holy Spirit to walk in the light, live in the light, and demonstrate the light in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have a good week walking in the light. If you miss this message or have a friend that missed this message, I post them on my website, voiceofhopetoday.org. Voiceofhopetoday.org. I post my message on my website. Invite other people to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday, and let's make the light brighter in our world today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a good week.